Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member, and in this segment I'm going to be showing you how to calculate relative risk ratio. So let's go ahead and get started here. So the first thing that you want to do, and the reason I have this 2x2 table already drawn out is because this is something that I had gone over in a previous video. So if you wanted to take a look at where I got these numbers from, you can take a look there. So question number 9 is actually the first part of how you calculate relative risk. So the formal definition of relative risk is the ratio of probability of an event occurring with exposure, and then versus the probability of event occurring without exposure. So let's do the with exposure first, probability of event occurring with exposure. So what I'm going to do is circle the numbers that you need. So 120 is the cases exposed, and then the ratio would be 120 over 2200. So what you can do is you can actually calculate this individually, or what you can do is calculate this once the formula is in. So this is the answer to number 9. Now number 10 is asking to calculate the rate of disease among the unexposed. So the rate of disease on the unexposed is, well, the number of cases on the unexposed is 250. And then the total of the non-exposed would be 7,700. So let's write that down, 250 over 7,700. So we have now determined what the numerator is, and the numerator is the rate of disease among the exposed, and then 250 over 7,700 is the rate of disease unexposed. So now you're trying to calculate relative risk, and again, you know the meaning now. Let's do the formula here. So usually the way to remember this is A divided by A plus B. And then you divide that by C over C plus D. So what does this mean? So the ratio A over A plus B represents the ratio of the exposed, or the ratio of disease upon the exposed. C over C plus D represents the ratio of disease among not exposed. And so what is the probability of the rate of disease among exposed within the context of unexposed? So that's why you're dividing. Now, when we're so let's go to this first. How where do these letters come from? Well, you can do this rectangle is A, this is B. Write that down. B, and then C, and then D. So A over A plus B, and that's what we did, 120 over 2200, and then C over C plus D. And so C plus D is 7,700 and C is 250. And we can check the numbers again. And surely enough, we see the we see where the division is coming from. So just going back to the math of this, it's A over A plus B. And then when you're dividing, you're actually multiplying something called the reciprocal. And all the reciprocal means is that you're flipping the numerator and the denominator. So C is numerator, C plus D is denominator. So let's flip that and then put C plus D in the numerator and then C for the denominator. So what you do is 120 over 2200, and then you flip 7,700 over 250, and when you do so, you get the answer. So this is how you calculate relative risk. This is actually a very classic way to calculate relative risk, and a classic epidemiological problem that you not only learn in epidemiology, you also learn in medical school. And so I've had a number of years of experience in using this formula. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.